Well, for many of us, email is a handy must-have communication tool. But what if you could send an email into the future, even 50 years from now? What would you say to a colleague, foe, or loved one?
Hello, my love. I just launched my new project today and I want to send to you this email in the future because you are the most important person for me as well as our son. You will see it's quite funny as well as it could seem strange in a way. You know that I love to play with assumptions in the future, but I was thinking that it would be amazing to see you and me in 10 years in front of our love message. So answer me quickly, please. I love you, David.
That's an excerpt from an email French new media artist David Guez is sending to his girlfriend Francois sometime in the future. Guez has established a project called 2067. Through his website, people can write a message which will be encrypted for security and delivered by email on the designated date. Guez says he's fascinated by time and creating a virtual space between people on the internet. I first asked him why would people want to send an email into the future?
Well, because I think time is a question of every human. I mean, I think the question of time is the question of death, of living, of death. And I think this question of sending an email in the future, it asks the question of living, of dying, and also of memories. I mean, you know, we use email every day. I think that's the main things we use with internet. It's email. So I think people can use it in many different ways, just to play with it, just to play with time, just to really let something in the network very important for friends or for kids or for family. I had several examples around me, with my family, with my friends, with myself, sending emails to my kid, and, you know. So it's like it could be fun as it could be very serious question about sending an email.
Can you explain in simple terms how your system works and what technology it uses?
That was very interesting to think about the technology because it has to be a technology who resists in time also. So first I was thinking to do a very high-level programming stuff with a database and all those things. And then finally I went to a very simple thing, which is the idea of a file. So each message is a crypted file, and each message is individual and independent from one each other.
What about practical problems like making sure your system will actually send emails to reach people in 10, 20, 50 years' time?
That's also the question of time about me, because actually it's automatic. Every day there is a program on a web server which is looking all the new email of the day. So it works without me. I can die tomorrow, or it works alone. But what I would like to do is to multiply the place where the emails are. So if one is going down, the other can also work. So in 2067, I will be 100 because I'm born in 1967. So it was also this idea. I can live until 100 years old. But in fact, it can work without me and in a very simple way. So that was also the main question about it.
Well, I do hope that you do live to 100. What is the average length time that people have designated for their email to be delivered? Is it next year or in 10 years' time, or are people really going for long range, you know, 50 years or so?
No, mainly I think people are a bit afraid of sending email very far in the future because it puts you in front of this question of dying. And yeah, can you imagine that you send an email to someone in 30 years and then you die or he die? It's very strange. So mainly people are sending email for next year or for 2 years, 5 years ago, 10 years ago maximum. Few are sending emails more than this time. That's very funny. When you speak to people, they think before sending an email. They think what they have to write. And so that was also a very important thing for me. It's like we use internet as a machine also ourselves. We really send email, looking to blog, writing blogs and everything. I wanted to make it a little bit slowly. Let's think first before we write something. And when you send an email in the future, you have to think about what you're going to write, which is good.
Well, how is the internet and emails changing our relationships between people?
Yeah, this project was very important for this, because at the time you send an email to someone in the future, he received now, today, he received an email that he has a message in the future. So this project make a kind of link between two people. I know that you send an email to me in the future. So that was very important for me to keep this, because it was easy for me to not notify the guy you send an email that he has an email in the future. But I thought it was important to make this strong link between two people. Like, okay, you send an email to me in 10 years, and I know that I have an email. You know, it's like I know there is a box somewhere for me writing with a letter inside, and I can't have it before 10 years. So it's like a desire, you know. When I talk to this project to people before I made it, some were really afraid. They were like, oh, no, I will never write anything. And little by little, some people begin to write, and a friend of mine, she said something very nice. She said, if I think about it, I can only write nice things in the future. I can't write bad things, you know, like I hate you or something. If it's a secret, it will be a nice secret I want to send, not bad secret. So I think it was a nice image about the use of the project.
French new media artist David Guez speaking of his project to send emails to the future. And there'll be a link to David's website from our homepage, dw-world.de/InsideEurope. Maybe you'd like to send Inside Europe an email for the future. We'd love to hear from you at any time. Of course, while you're visiting our website, you can check out